at 8:22. This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. The Texas legislature kicks off a 30-day special session today. Lawmakers will work on an extensive agenda with 20 items up for consideration, including teacher pay, property taxes, and a bill to block transgender access to restrooms. But lawmakers have been taking some heat for needing the special session in the first place. The governor called lawmakers back to Austin after they failed to pass a bill that would have kept a handful of state agencies open and operating. The bill could have passed during the regular session until Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick blocked its passage over a fight with the House on two bills.
I want to avoid a special session, but I'm prepared to go into one if the House does not pass a strong version of Senate Bill 2, property tax relief, and if the House does not pass SB 6 or amend another bill with the language concerning Texas privacy.
As part of a statewide Texas Decide series, a very special session, we're answering listener questions about the special session. This evening, a listener asked why lawmakers can't get their work done faster and avoid the cost and consternation of a special session. That's at 6:20 tonight on All Things Considered. This summer, KERA's education reporters are profiling people making a difference in North Texas schools. We're calling them American Graduate Champions. Today, Stella Chavez checks in with a husband and wife team, Laura and Alex Laywell. They spend most of their days working with refugee kids in the Vickery Meadow neighborhood of Dallas. At night, they open their home to them.
Drop by Alex and Laura Laywell's apartment, and you'll likely find several kids hanging out. The Laywells and a group of teenagers are sitting at the dining room table playing Ultimate Werewolf. In this card game, everyone assumes a different role. A villager, or a vampire, or a werewolf. Players have to figure out which one of them is the werewolf.
If there is only one werewolf, you may look at a card from the center.
After the game and some pizza, they'll watch a movie, Little Giants. One of several movie nights the Laywells host throughout the year.
My mom is there!
For the past couple of years, the Laywells have opened their apartment to help refugee kids in Vickery Meadow. People from all over the world live in this densely populated neighborhood in northeast Dallas. For the kids who live here, Alex and Laura Laywell aren't just neighbors. They're friends, teachers, and counselors. For 17-year-olds through Kang, the Laywells are also like parents.
When I was having problems, I couldn't tell nobody I was having a hard time, but they see that something was wrong, so they speak up and they talk to me and they would talk about it and we cry together.
Sue used to go to the Laywells every day to do homework. She says thanks to them, she's become a better student at Conrad High School.
They helped me with a lot of stuff in school. They helped me with my sport, and they helped me with my homework to get my grades up. They also helped me with reading so I don't fall behind in reading.
The Laywells, who are both 27, met in high school. When they started dating, they realized they shared a passion for working with refugees. Alex learned about Vickery Meadow from his sister. He felt an immediate connection to the neighborhood. During his last semester at the University of North Texas, he took classes online so he could live there. Alex started working for Hart House, an after-school program in the neighborhood. Laura started volunteering there and became familiar with some of the issues Vickery Meadow teens face.
Some of the normal issues that I guess American teenagers would go through are amplified, like body image or dating, and any issue that's normal for an American teen, they also are walking through that. But on top of that, with a different cultural background and their families believing different things.
Today, Laura's a third grade teacher at nearby Jack Lowe Elementary. And this summer, she's working for a program that helps Vickery Meadow kids stay in school. Alex is now a volunteer coordinator at International Rescue Committee, which helps resettle refugees in Dallas. For both of them, opening the doors to their home felt natural.
When we were dating, we talked a lot about we wanted our home to be like open and just kind of a place for students to come over. And that was something that bonded Alex and I together.
The couple has also been guided by their faith. As practicing Christians, they say it's their duty to help others. Alex says he wants the kids who live here to have as many opportunities as he did growing up.
I want them to be able to do things academically or just simple things like go to Mavericks games or, you know, have movie nights.
The kids even attended the couple's wedding. Today, the Laywells take the kids everywhere, to the grocery store, community meetings, and their parents' house.
The girls and I love to kick Alex out and do girls' nights where we just get to talk about what life is like as a girl and share and, like, make face masks out of oatmeal.
Alex Laywell says people always compliment them on what they're doing for the kids.
I honestly feel like we get just as much or more out of it. And, like, though they might be, you know, 7th through 12th grade or whatever age they are, they've certainly shaped every aspect of our lives.
The Laywells say it's hard to imagine their lives without these kids in it. Stella Chavez, KERA News.
And finally, a sports ventures firm is working with real estate company JLL to build a series of cricket stadiums across the country, including one in Dallas. It's part of an effort to bring a professional cricket league to the United States by 2020. According to the Dallas Morning News, Dallas and seven other locations were chosen because the sport had established followings there through predominantly Asian populations. For example, the Dallas Cricket League has more than 100 teams and includes players as young as 5 years old. Cricket is the most popular sport in India. It's played with batsmen, fielders, and bowlers, which are similar to American baseball pitchers. Matches can last for hours. For the day, sunny skies with a high in the mid-90s. Tonight should be mostly clear with a low around 77. Tomorrow, sunny with a high in the upper 90s. And tomorrow night should be clear again with a low around 78. It's currently 80 degrees in Dallas, 81 in Fort Worth, 78 in Tyler, and 77 in Wichita Falls.